Who needs the page from last year? Anyone need a page from last year? Anyone else? Anyone has? We saw last year two approaches. Everyone agrees that there is a mitzvah to conquer and to fight, and therefore there is a mitzvah. Eretz Yisrael is more important than life. You have even to die for Eretz Yisrael. And that means that you shouldn't give land, because you can't say, oh, there will be peace and there will be pikuach nefesh, and therefore it will be allowed. And we see two approaches. Approach number one of Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kook, that comes and says, therefore you can't give even 1 centimeter, and whatever you'll give, you have to immediately to conquer back. And approach number two, Rav Lichtenstein and Rav Amital, this is a mitzvah on the king, not on the individual. Therefore, the king decides, and because the king decides, he can put any factor, and whatever he decides, if it's in a condition to help Israel, it's allowed. Today we're going to see, firstly, approach number three. Very interesting. In the same yeshiva that Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kook was the Rosh Yeshiva, Yeshivat Merkaz Harav, very famous yeshiva till today. As you know, a few years ago, big tragedy, 8 boys were killed for Kiddush Hashem. Yeshiva that was founded by Rav Kook, the chief rabbi. There was another Rosh Yeshiva, Harav Shaul Israel. He was Rosh Hashiva at Merkaz Harav, and he was big Dayan in Beit Din HaGadol. And he says there is a different explanation to the Ramban. And that's approach number three that we are learning. And let's see the different explanation. Mitzvat Kibush, okay, I am in the page after the Ramban, Harav Shaul Israeli. Mitzvat Kibush, Sherosh HaMedabrim Bezehu HaRamban, Eina Mitzvat Kibush Milchama, Ela Mitzvat Hitnachalut Veheachzut Ba'aretz. Sharei En Nedaber Al Chuvat HaYachid Lichbosh Bederech Milchama. Ulam, Im HaKibush Hu Ke'ein Bederech Shel Shalom Eino Nitan LeBitzua, אם יש חיוב להתארגן למטרה הזו, לבצע הזו בדרך מלחמה, על זה לא דיבר הרמב"ן, ודומה שגם הוא אינו מרחיק לכת עד כדי כך, שכמצוות כיבוש הייתה רק פחת פעמית בכיבוש הארץ בזמן יהושע, שעל זה הייתה מצווה מפורשת מפי אדון הנביאים. אבל בבית שני לא הייתה מצווה קיימת. והראיה ממה שאמרו, הרבה כרכים כבשו עולי ברבל ולא כבשו עולי מצרים ולא כבשו עולי ברבל. ואילו הייתה המצווה קיימת, הרי לא ייתכן שבגלל סיבות כלכליות יימנעו מלקיים מצווה הזאת. רב ישראלי says the word וירשתם אותה, that's the מצווה, וירשתם אותה. And now what the Ramban says, and it's tavenu l'reshet ha'aretz. Says Rav Shaul Israeli, the word yirashtem doesn't mean to conquer, to fight. It means find a way to get it. Negotiate with the Arabs, negotiate with the world, and find a way that they'll give you. So we have now a question, what's the word Yirashtem means? The word Yerushalayim means conquer, and therefore there is a proof that you should die, because every war a man dies. Or the Yerushalayim means gathered, but in a peace way. Like Yerusha, that they're being transferred from the father to the kid, but not in a war. And Rav Shaul Israeli want to bring two proofs to his idea. Proof number one, the Ramban says it's a mitzvah on every individual. Individual can fight. One man cannot fight. Proof number two, the Gemara in Masechet Shvi'it says that there were a lot of places, she speaks if there is Kedusha, there is no Kedusha, there were a lot of places where Olei Mitzrayim conquered, fight for, and got it. And Olei Bavel, when they came back after Bavel, they didn't fight. Now, if there is a mitzvah to fight, how they were allowing it not to fight? Only because of economical reasons. Therefore, from here it proves there is no need to fight, and you are not even allowed to fight. Now, I want to make it very clear. You are not allowed to fight in order to conquer the land to be mekayim the mitzvah of Yerushalayim Otah. You are certainly allowed to fight as a survivor in order that people won't kill you. For example, all the fight that now goes in the south, that we have to daven a lot, Rabbi Yisai, it may be that tonight there will be a decision to go in by foot and people will be injured. And we have to daven a lot and to learn a lot. This doesn't have anything to do with our discussion. Because that's a fight to survive. La'atzil Yisrael miyatzar. In order that the terrorists won't kill the people from the south. So that everyone will agree that that's a mitzvah. But that's not anything to do with kibush haaretz. That even if we will be in Chutz La'aretz and someone will come to attack us, we have to attack him in order not to be killed. So when Rav Shaul Israeli says there is no mitzvah, he says there is no mitzvah to fight in order to be mekayim, the gvulot of Eretz Israel, to make the land bigger. But as a survival war, certainly there is. Therefore, according to Rav Shaul Israeli, there is no mitzvah to fight in order to get Eretz Israel. There is a different understanding in the Ramban, and according to him, life is more important than Eretz Israel. And he claimed that even the Ramban will agree to that. Therefore, according to Rav Shaul Israeli, if really giving land will cause soldiers not to die, if really they will keep their agreements, and it will cause soldiers not to die, you will be allowed to give land. So it was very interesting. In the same yeshiva, you had two Rosh Yeshivas, Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kook and Rav Shaul Israeli, and they argued about such an important thing. Rav Tzvi Yehuda encouraged the boys to demonstrate against Kissinger and against the government of Israel because they wanted to give, and he said it's not allowed according to Halacha. And Rav Shaul Israeli said it is allowed if it will save life. One more sentence. In Yamit, when they gave Yamit to the Egyptian, Rav Shaul Israeli encouraged his students to demonstrate against. Because he believed that if there are going to be a war with the Arabs, Egypt will join in and it won't save life. It goes back to my introduction and the beginning of the subject, that there is a difference between the theoretical question and the practical question. So in theoretical, he says, if it saves life, you should give, because the mitzvah of Yerushalayim is to get it in a peace way, not in a war way. There is no mitzvah. Only once in Yehoshua there was a mitzvah to get it in a war way. But for generations, it's in a peace way. And therefore, according to him, life is more important than Eretz Israel. It means that till now, okay, that's right, the Yerushalayim Otah, to understanding, Tilachamu, fight, and if that's the understanding,
then Eretz Yisrael is more important than life. And now we have a machloket. According to Rav Tzvi Yehudah, you always have to fight, tamid. And according to Rav Lichtenstein, Rav Amital, it depends on the melech, as we explained last year. According to Rav Shaul Yisraeli, it means get it b'derech shalom. And therefore, according to him, Eretz Yisrael is less important than life. Therefore, he will say that you are allowed to give land back. These are the three approaches. Till here, questions, and we continue.
What would he say in 1948? Was that a mutter war?
We'll come to that when we come to Rav Soloveitchik. So,
would he say that you are allowed to, or you must give back land?
If it's safe, then you must give back because you have a din of pikuach nefesh.
So it's not just that you're permitted to; it's also that it increases.
If really it will save life, you have a chiyuv to do it.
When you mentioned that Rav Shaul Yisraeli said that that even the Ramban would agree with his opinion, how could he say that? I mean, he could have his own opinion that he thinks...
Because he said that that's the meaning of the word v'yirashtem. The Ramban didn't say the word fight. He said the word v'yirashtem. All his thing is v'yirashtem, v'yirashtem, the b'zachiyu for v'yirashtem, all the generation. The question is what yirashtem means. Is Yerashtem means fight, or is Yerashtem means get it? In Yehoshua it was meant fight, but all the generation it means in shalom way.
Can I repeat the second proof from the Gemara?
Sorry?
Can I repeat the second proof from the Gemara?
The Gemara said that there were a lot of places that in Olei Mitzrayim, the people that came from Egypt, conquered, and it was belonging to Eretz Israel. But after they went to the exile to Babel, when they came back, they didn't conquer it. Because of economical reasons. Now, if there was a mitzvah, if Yerashtem means to fight, how they allow themselves not to conquer? Okay. So according to Rav Tzvi Yehudah, you're never allowed to give. According to Rav Lichtenstein, Rav Amital, you are allowed to give, but the king has to decide on that. The government of today have to decide on that. So they'll decide yes or no. You shouldn't give, but it's their decision. If they decide yes, it's valid. According to Rav Shaul Yisraeli, not. According to Rav Shaul Yisraeli, life is more important than Eretz Israel. And because life is more important than Eretz Israel, therefore you shouldn't. You have a chiyuv to give. You have a chiyuv to give if it will save life. But if it won't save life, it's asked to give. Okay.
Okay, so we say that the Mishnah, the mitzvah changed for Doros.
What?
That initially in the time of Yehoshua, there
according to him, the Mishnah changed for Dorot. Only in Yehoshua there was a Gilui that said, conquer, fight. But the Pasuk, Vayirashtem by itself, doesn't say it. To Yehoshua, he didn't say only this Pasuk. He said beferush how to do it and where to go and so on. Therefore, there was a nevius for Yeshua.
Is there any other mitzvah that changes over time like that?
What? Because there was a continuation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He didn't say only that sentence. He said other sentences to Yeshua too. Therefore, it was changed.
Yeah, where would Rav Shaul Yisraeli draw the line? We know that the Arabs, if we give them all of Israel, they probably won't attack anyone.
What?
Saying, like, according to Shaul Yisraeli, you're saying that he said you have to give it to save lives. So what if we give the Arabs everything and they won't attack us anymore?
Okay, maybe we'll come to that when we speak about Rav Soloveitchik.
Is this limited only to lives, or are we allowed to give land to say...
What?
Is this only limited to lives, or are we allowed to give land to, like, say, Israel's economy?
Sorry?
Are we only allowed to give land to save lives, or also, like, for the betterment of the country, but not...
Only to save life. Hala. Now we'll go. Keep this page. We'll need it for continuation. But I want to go straight to Rav Soloveitchik understanding because it will finish the understanding of Rav Yisraeli. Rav Soloveitchik has a tremendous, tremendous, in my understanding, very, very interesting understanding. Let's see, please.
They didn't conquer everything back because of economical reasons, then why can't we also give land away in Israel for economical reasons?
Sorry?
If by Babel...
No, there is a... Because you'll be overlooked the Chonem, and you'll be over other Isurim, that only for Pikuach Nefesh it's allowed. There is a difference between giving to the Goyim and not conquering. Rav Soloveitchik disagreed to the Ramban. And Rav Soloveitchik says, the whole din of Yerashtem Otav Yeshavtem Ba was only for Yehoshua. We don't have today that mitzvah at all. So not like Rav Shaul Israeli. In the time of Yehoshua it was to fight, and any other time you have a chiyuv, but the chiyuv is to get it by shalom. According to Rav Soloveitchik, Yerashtem Otav is part that was said to Yehoshua, and we don't have that mitzvah at all. See, please, the first line. Mimilchemet Yehoshua ein lilmod shum davar. Sha'are al pi ha'dibur haita. Therefore, according to him, except in the time of Yehoshua, there isn't a mitzvah at all to conquer Israel. And certainly, life is more important than Eretz Israel. Only in the time of Yehoshua, Eretz Israel was more important. So I don't put Rav Soloveitchik here because according to him, it doesn't apply. So I'll put him here. Okay? That mitzvah, rak, bizman Yehoshua. Hayom, you don't have a mitzvah to stop. And therefore, no question that Eretz Israel is less important than life. Therefore, according to Rav Soloveitchik, if it will save life, no question that you should give. Because life is more important than Eretz Israel. Only in the time of Yehoshua, Eretz Israel was more important. So he understands, the Ramban said, don't think that that mitzvah was only in the time of Yehoshua. That mitzvah is the Dorei Dorot. Now the question is what? To fight or to get by peace? Rav Soloveitchik understand, it wasn't the Dorei Dorot to start with. Hashem said it to Yehoshua, and it was only to Yehoshua.
Forget about saving lives. Are you allowed to kill to take Eretz Israel then?
What?
Forget about saving lives. Are you allowed to kill to take Eretz Israel?
No. You are not allowed to be dead in order to get Eretz Israel, unless...
Are you allowed to kill others to take it?
What?
I'm saying if you're going to go to war to take back Eretz
Israel. No, you're not allowed. Unless the only time that you are allowed is only if it's a survivor. Like the war now. Latzil Israel miyatzar. But if it's not for that, only for fulfilling the mitzvah, there is no mitzvah. So you can't kill. Because there is no mitzvah to start.
Where did Rav Soloveitchik, how did he prove this? Because the Ramban brought, like,
what?
How did that?
He is showing from other Rishonim that they didn't understand like the Ramban. Now, come 1 minute, please. Yeah?
Is this separate from...
Yeah. Because this said it applies today, only free understanding in what way?
I'm
one,
saying,
two, three.
Doesn't,
this says it doesn't apply at all.
Because it doesn't apply
at all. Doesn't apply at all. Now comes the question, according to Rav Soloveitchik, was Ben Gurion right or wrong? He declared the country in 1948. Because of that, we have today the State of Israel. People were killed because of that. And the question is, if this mitzvah doesn't apply, why was he allowed to establish a country that caused people to die? If there is no mitzvah, then we should go to Uganda. Not be here. Maybe Mansi will accept that, I don't know. So, what is the legitimate to be here in Israel, and people are being killed for that if there is no mitzvah. Says Rav Soloveitchik, the continuation. I'm going to the second paragraph. And now please remember this thing when we are going to dance in Yom HaTzvot. Because to me, this is a very important thing that every Yom HaTzvot, I think about it. HaRebbe Misatmer, he thinks too, and we want to explain now why, not because of Rav Soloveitchik, for different reasons. I'll come to that or today or next year, we'll see in the time. Rav Soloveitchik, the Rebbe Misatmer says too, this mitzvah doesn't apply. You don't have the mitzvah to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, the Rebbe Misatmer says you don't have the mitzvah. Therefore, according to the Rebbe Misatmer, Ben-Gurion was wrong. And not only that Ben-Gurion was wrong, he claims that because of that, you know, okay, his continuation claiming we're going to learn. So, Rebbe Misatmer heksha b'sitro. מי הרשה למנהיגים הציונים להקריב כל כך הרבה קורבנות של נפשות בעד הקמת המדינה ובעד המשך קיומה? והלא פיקוח נפש היה צריך להיות דוחה לכל עניין המדינה. So the Rabbi Misatmer asked, Ben Gurion was wrong. If there is no mitzvah, then פיקוח נפש says, don't be here, be in Uganda. So why we are here? And really, the Rebbe Misatmer says, Ben-Gurion made a mistake. Rav Soloveitchik says, Ben-Gurion didn't do a mistake. There is no mitzvah, and still Ben-Gurion was right. Why? Now let's see the continuation. V'Rabbeinu Amar, Shelichora Ta'ana Chazakai Meod. Ela, Rab Chaim Haya Savur, Rab Chaim Brisk, שלהציל משמד דינו כפיקוח נפש. There are a few assumptions here. Let's learn one after the other. There is a big question that the Rashba was asked. And there is a big discussion in the Rishonim. Someone came to the Rashba on Shabbos and say, I know about someone that is going now to go into a church and to go to their and to be a church member and to go to their mikveh and be a church. I have influence on him. If I'll drive on Shabbos and I'll take my car there, I'll convince him not to do it. Should I be mechal Shabbos or not? And some of the Rishonim says, and Rav Chaim Brisk's posek, spiritual death is like physical death, and therefore you are allowed to be mechal Shabbos. You are allowed to be mechal Shabbos in order to save people spirituality. And if this man thinks that there is more than 51%, more than 50%, that he will convince people not to go into the church, he can drive on Shabbos. Now he continues. Okay, so that's assumption number one. Okay, I'm reading it again. Rab Chaim Haya Savur, שלהציל משמע דינו כפיקוח נפש, שמותר לחלל את השבת. ועוד היה סבור רב חיים, שהאדם מחויב להכניס את עצמו לספק סכנה בכדי להציל את חברו מוודאי סכנה. Second psak of Rav Chaim. What happened if someone is electrolyzed? You can pull him. If you won't pull him, 100% you will die. If you will pull him, 50% you will be electrolyzed too and you will die. 50% you shouldn't. Rav Chaim Brisk is posek, you have to put your life in safek sakana to cause someone not to be in vadai sakana. Let's take that to the spiritual. You have to risk your life 50% in order to save someone 100% from spiritual death. So if there will be a question, I have to drive on Shabbos, or not on Shabbos, I have to drive, there is some percent that someone will shoot me, should I drive in order to save someone from church? According to Rav Chaim Brisk, the answer will be yes. Is it clear what we are saying? Like you have to put yourself into risk to save someone from vada'i sakana physically, you have to put into risk to save someone from spiritual sakana, because according to Rav Chaim Mibrisk, physical death and spiritual death are the same. Now he continues. Assumption number 3. ובפשוטו היה נראה שאף התבוללות גם כן דינה כשמד לעניין זה. דהמתבוללים הרי הם מומרים ממש לכל התורה כולה. Assumption number 3. Assimilation. Marrying goyim is like going to a church. Is spiritual death. So 3 assumptions. A. Physical death and spiritual death are the same. Therefore you should be Michalel Shabbos for spiritual death. Assumption number 2. Assimilation is spiritual death. Assumption number 3. You should put yourself into risk in order to save someone from 100% death. Chiyuv. Now, come after this 3 assumption, come Rav Soloveitchik and says, ונראה שאילו הייתה מדינה יהודית שבארץ ישראל מתבטלת, בוודאי הייתה התבוללות שבאמריקה ושבאירופה רבה פי כמה. כי רק על ידי המדינה יש קצת כבוד וגאווה וסטלץ ליהודים בזמן הזה לאחר תקופת השואה, ונמצא שהמסירות נפש של היחידים הנהרגים בארץ ישראל היא בבחינת יחידים המכניסים עצמם לספק סכנה בעד הצלת רבים אחרים מוודאי סכנה. So Ben Gurion was right. Even that there is no mitzvah to conquer Eretz Israel. You know why he's right? Because by having the state of Israel, the percent of assimilation is lower than if you won't have Eretz Israel. By having the Kotel, having Maharat HaMachpelah, having Kever Rachel, having Jewish identity caused to some people not to marry. They come to Eretz Israel in a tourist, and even if they don't maniach tefillin and so on, they say, we won't marry a goya. And for that percent that they succeed, it's worthwhile for the soldiers to risk their life. So therefore, Ben-Gurion was right, establishing Israel, even that it causes soldiers to die, because they are saving their friends, the Jews in America and the Jews in Europe, some of them, from assimilation. Rabbi Shaul Israeli thinks the same thing. Therefore, even that, according to him, there is no mitzvah, still Ben Gurion was right. And he still dance and he thinks that the country, the state is the right thing. So when our yeshiva is going to dance in Yom HaTzmaut, according to what we are learning now, there are 2 reasons. According to Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kook, the reason is because it helps us to be mekayim the mitzvah of Yirashtem Ota. And according to Rav Lichtenstein, Rav Amital, the state helps us to have places. We have army, and because of that we can conquer places. So it's helping us to be mekayim the mitzvah. According to Rav Shaul Israeli, the state helps us to get it in a peace way. According to Rav Soloveitchik, the state helps us to cause some Jews to marry Jewish girls and not goy. Are you with me? Is everything clear? Continue Rav Soloveitchik and says, but with all what I am saying, that Ben Gurion was right. Aval, im lo itafsher himshech kiyum hamdina, אלא על ידי איזו פשרה של החזקת קרקעות, היה דעת רבינו, זה רב סולובייצ'יק, דבוודאי מותר ומחויבים להחזיר. דהפיקוח נפש של היישוב שבארץ ישראל דוחה למצוות כיבוש ארץ ישראל. So if the Arabs will say, we're only making peace if you give us all Israel. both the Kotel, both Maat HaMechpela, both Kever Rachel. Only if you go to Uganda or to Mansi, we'll agree not to kill you. Then Rav Soloveitchik will say, don't give them. Because that will cause a simulation. But if Eretz Yisrael will be little lower, little smaller, give part of the settlements in the West Bank, but you still would have the Jewish places, you still would have Maarat HaMechpela, you still would have Kever Rachel, you still would have Kotel, according to him it won't affect his simulation, then you have a chiyuv to give if it will save life. I'm answering you, Eli, what is the border? The border is not to give all Eretz Yisrael, because that will cause a simulation. The border is to find the balance between making peace with them, and but that peace shouldn't be on the account of losing pride and losing Jewish identity that caused people not to marry goyim. Okay? So we are mechadesh today a big chiddush. Let's say once in your life there will be someone that you know that is going to marry a goya, and if you drive on Shabbos, let's say he's marrying on Shabbos, you can't wait to Sunday. If you marry on Sunday, on Shabbos, you can succeed causing him not to marry. You are allowed to mechal Shabbos if you want to have Soloveitchik. Okay. Meaning to say, it's not by Itchamna, but if we only take it one step ahead, it means to say that like everyone that can contribute to not having a simulation in the States is mamesh pikuach nefesh, and I have a chiyuv to do it. So if you think that you can be in your work something that will go and be mekarev people not to have a simulation, according to Rav Soloveitchik, is like pikuach nefesh, and you have a chiyuv to do it as occupation. If you won't succeed in that and you'll be bad, no. But if you'll be good, it's more important than learning Japanese or being an engineer or something like that. Questions, and we continue to the next shita. Therefore, till today there is a big tense in Israel between the Talmidim of Rabbi Soloveitchik and the Talmidim of Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kook. The Talmidim of Rav Soloveitchik says we should negotiate and we should give if it will save life. The Talmidim of Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kook from Merkaz Rav said no way in the world. Until today there is a tense. Therefore Rav Lichtenstein that come from Rabbi Soloveitchik and the Gush, they hold we should give if it save life. Merkaz Rav today in Kiryat Moshe in Yerushalayim says no way in the world. And everything depends on what we wrote to you in the blackboard. Question, and we continue. Quick, Zachary.
How can Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kook say that there's another mitzvah which is more important than life?
The what?
Another mitzvah which is more important than life. If Tosfos says specifically there are three mitzvahs which are greater than life.
They don't understand your question. Certainly we know that there are three mitzvot that are greater. The question if Eretz Yisrael is one of them. Certainly she's not one of them.
Eretz Yisrael will be four.
What?
Eretz Yisrael will be number four.
Right.
We had three. Why, like...
Because we see. We learned it last year. It's written v'yirash temotah. That means, according to him, go to a fight. And when you go to a fight, it means that you're dead.
Well, why wouldn't Tosos add that into the discount of the...
Because he doesn't speak about it. He speaks about every... That's a mitzvah for Klal Yisrael, but it's not a mitzvah for the individual. Not even they usually don't fight. But it's not Tosfot. The Gemara says, according to him, the Torah said, die. Because the Torah said, go to a fight in order to have Eretz Yisrael. So the Torah said, be dead.
So how is it not a... And the Rebbe just said that it's not a mitzvah for the individual.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying it depends in the circumstances. But Tosfot spoke about the three, because the three are more common. But the same thing, according to that, will be number four. Okay.
So does Rav Soloveitchik... we have a concept of Kedushat HaAretz, so we should
keep the keep Eretz Yisrael Kodesh and we shouldn't give it away to the Arabs, right? So does Rav Soloveitchik say there's no
Kedushat HaAretz by itself without the mitzvah of Yerashtem Ota is very important, but that's not a reason to die for that. That's everyone agrees.
When you finish the theme, is there an argument to be made that they increase the covet of Eretz Yisrael, thus make less people assimilate, and therefore you shouldn't give it away with your Soloveitchik?
No, I think that the Rav Soloveitchik claims that the West Bank, if Maarat HaMachpelah, Kever Rachel, and the Kotel will stay, then you can give part of the West Bank, because that doesn't increase, that doesn't cause people to decide if to marry a Jewish girl or not. Now, even the other people agree to that, but they say that there is a mitzvah of Yerashtem Ota, according to Rav Tzviuda, therefore it's out of the question.
Yeah, so, back to the whole, if you can stop assimilation, you have to. So what if, let's say, you can help us, like, let's say you're a lawyer and you're writing up a marriage document for a Jewish guy to marry a non-Jewish woman, and if you say, I'm not going to do it, he's still going to get married, just not through you.
So that's a question of Lifnei Iver, it's not connected to us. We speak when you can help, not when it will have any way will happen. Now, are you allowed to cooperate are you allowed to be a lawyer and so on? It's very interesting, very important question. It's a question of every aveira that I do, that it will be done without me. I'm allowed to give a mixed wall for mixed dancing. If not, they go to another wall. But it's not connected to our topic.
So are we saying there's a chiyuv with your spiritual life to save someone else's spiritual life?
What?
Is there also a chiyuv to risk your own spiritual life in order to save someone else's spiritual life?
For your own physical life?
Doing chiyuv.
Yeah. Could you say, some people say some types of chiyuv are too risky because the people involved, also, it's a risk.
Okay, so we have to check. If it's more than 50, less than 50, we have to check.
If it's less than 50%, we're saying it's a chiyuv. Someone to risk their spiritual life.
The question is how much success there is that you'll do. Fine. Maybe you will go and you miss your 50 and you won't succeed the other 50.
Fine.
So we have to check the two things. What is your risk and what is the chances of benefit?
Fine.
According to Rav Soloveitchik, it's clear that there is a benefit. No question. He says, I know, I'm living in the States. He says, I lived in the States. I know that there are people that if State of Israel won't exist, they'll marry a goyim, and now they don't. Therefore, according to him, the benefit is clear.
According to Rav Tzvi Yehuda and Rav Lichtenstein, I mean, there would be a huge difference whether it's the life of the Yachid or if it's something the government's telling you to do.
What?
If, according to Rav Tzvi Yehuda, if an Arab comes to your apartment and tells you to give up your apartment or he'll kill somebody, then you can't do it.
You can't do it if you won't do it, you won't get the apartment. But if you get the apartment anyway,
so
you are allowed.
Maybe you have 5 minutes and the police will, I don't know.
Okay.
But according to Rav Lichtenstein and Rav Amital.
Rav Lichtenstein is not connected to that. He will say the same thing. Rav Lichtenstein
no,
says, if there is a king, then the king have to decide.
So he would say the same thing.
Yeah.
He would say the same thing by Yehud.
Hala. We'll go one more thing today. We're finishing this topic. On Thursday will be our last shiur. We're going to go to the opinions of the Satmar Rabbi, the Rav Avadah Yosef, and Rav Riskin, and other poskim, and very important things about the state of Israel and so on. If to summarize, we have in the meantime three opinions. According to Rav Tzvi Yehuda, never allowed. According to Rav Lichtenstein, it will be allowed. Everything depends on the government. They are decided. According to Rav Israeli and according to Rav Soloveitchik, if the expert says that you're going to save life, then it will be allowed. The question is, finishing these two shitot, so according to them, if the expert will say it can save life, it will be allowed. The question is, what happened if there is argument between the experts? And as I said in the first year, this is the situation today. Situation today is that there is argument. Even take now the situation in the South, but I'm not comparing, but only to give you the feeling. There is big argument today between the experts of defense if Israel should go by foot into Gaza or not. Some says she must, because there are certain missiles that you can't see from the air, and if she won't go into Gaza, then what will happen is that people in the south will continue to be dead, because we are not going to kill all the missiles, or most of the missiles. And some people say, no, more soldiers will be killed, you shouldn't go. What do you do when you have argument between experts? Let's go back to our topic. Some experts says the Arabs will keep their agreement and really it will save life. And some experts says, no, you have Hamas, you have terrorists, they will never keep agreements and it won't save life. What do you do there? Here we have a very, very big machloket between Rav Avadi Yosef and Rav Mordechai Eliyahu. Let's see, please, Rav Avadi Yosef in the same page of Rav Soloveitchik. Ukeshem, after that, please. Okay? I simply want to be sure that we are finishing it. Is that okay?
No, ma'am.
Ukeshem. She'im yesh machloket bein arofim. Im yesh chashash lecholeim yatsum b'yom kippurim. וכגון ששניים אומרים שצריך לאכול, אפילו מאה אומרים אינו צריך מאכילים אותו, כי ספק נפשות להקל. כן, הדין קו, שאם יש מחלוקת בדבר, וחלק מן המומחים אומרים שאין כאן מצב של פיקוח נפש כלל, וחלק מהם אומרים שאם לא יוחזרו השטחים, יש חשש של מלחמה מיידית ופיקוח נפש, ספק נפשות להקל, ויש להחזיר את השטחים, למנוע חשש סכנת מלחמה. שרב עובדיה יוסף is פוסק, and by the way, he has today a lot of members, 11 members in the parliament, and he tells them this, what we are learning now. He says, what happens if you have an argument between two doctors? If someone should eat in Yom Kippur or not? One doctor says, even if you won't eat in Yom Kippur, he will survive. And the other doctor says, no, if he won't eat in Yom Kippur, he will die. What do you do then? The halacha is, safek pikuach nefesh lehaken. And you tell this man to eat. By the way, from my experience, as a posek, I always, when someone come to me and these questions, and other questions, I always demand that he won't tell me what the doctor said. I want the doctor to write it in written and to give me. Because there is a big difference between when a doctor says something or when you have to write it. You're taking a lot more responsibility when you have to sign his opinion in writing. So before I give any psak about doctors, I only want to see it written, not to hear rumors what they said. So I only want to finish. A few minutes, please. Okay. So according to Rav Avadia Yosef, even if the 50% of the expert will say the Arabs will keep the agreement, and 50% will say no, you have to listen to the one that said that they agree. Because safek pikuach nefesh lehakel. And because there are experts that says that it will, therefore you have to give land back. Few minutes and then I'll answer questions. I apologize. So when there is agreement between the experts, let's go back. Rav Saul Israeli says, if the expert says that it will save life, you must give. Rav Soloveitchik says, if the expert says it will be life, you must give. Now we are learning that according to Rav Yosef, not even if all of them say, even if part of them say, even if they are a minority, we have a rule of safek pikuach nefesh lahakel. So if you, in a minute that you have some expert that says that it will save life, you must give land back. Come on, Mordechai Eliyahu. I have to finish and then you ask. And he says, no, that's wrong. The comparison to Yom Kippur is wrong. Because if he eats, you're going on the safe side. But when you give back, you're not going on the safe side. That you are, maybe you will save life, maybe not. Maybe more soldiers will be killed in the next war. If you will give land, you are causing them to have terrorists. You're causing them to have bombs, factory of bombs, because there is no one guarding them. And the next soldier, next war, there will be more. So it's not a question of, okay, I don't have what to lose. Maybe they will save life, maybe it won't. No, maybe it will save life, maybe it will kill more. What would happen in the medicine that one doctor says it will save him, and the other doctor says that medicine will kill him. There you don't say, safek pikuach nefesh lahakel. There you say, be passive. If you don't know if it will save him or kill him, don't do anything. Therefore, Rav Mordechai Eliyahu says, that's the question. The question is not that some expert says it will help, and some expert says it won't help. Some expert says it will help, and some expert says it's catastrophe. Look what happens today in Gaza. Every second house there have a factory inside the house of bombs. That wouldn't be if you wouldn't give Gaza once to the terrorists, and the army all the time will be there. They couldn't do that. Therefore, Rav Mordechai Eliyahu disagree to compare it to the two doctors. He said it's similar to a case where you have question if to give a medicine and if it will kill or it will kill or help. ומכל מקום מודה אני שאם החכם הרופא אומר שתרופה ששאל יזיקוהו שומעין לרופא ואפילו בכל. And then you don't give the medicine. Therefore, according to Mordechai Eliyahu, because of the argument between the doctors, you have to be passive. Being passive means don't give. Therefore, according to him, only if all the experts will say that you should give, or at least if the other part will say it won't harm, then you should give. But if the other experts, and this is what happens today, they are saying it will, then you shouldn't give, because you should be sheve al taaseh, and you should be passive. Therefore, even if Mordechai Eliyahu agrees to these two opinions, because some of the experts says it will kill more Jews in the future, the psak of Mordechai Eliyahu is not to give. So after we learn today, to summarize today's shir, we learn two approaches, Rav Shaul Israeli, Rav Soloveitchik. And now we have, but all both say you should give if all the experts says. Now we have an argument, what happened if part of the expert says, and according to Rav Avadi Yosef, you still should give. According to Mordechai Eliyahu, because some can be killed, some can say the opposite, it only will harm, you shouldn't give. Questions? And with this we're finishing shir, and not next year, the last few opinions. Okay, Josh.
I don't understand how Avadia, now that we've seen what Mordechai Eliyahu says, how, because it's not comparable to that case, how can he compare it to that case?
What?
How can Rav Avadia compare it to that, the doctor case of Yom Kippur?
I think that according to him, even if we won't give Gaza, they will prepare these bombs. He doesn't think that it really makes things more dangerous. Or the chance that it will save is more than the chances of dangerous. It's a question how to see reality. Okay.
Is it enough reason to not follow the melech?
No. According to Rav Lichtenstein, that mitzvah was given to a melech, and therefore the melech, if he is doing it for the sake of Israel, everything goes according to him. What? I don't care about experts that the king didn't take into account. The king should listen to these experts, but after he decides, whatever he decides, he can do.
Even if it's against Torah?
Like, it's not against Torah, because it gave him the decision.
I have two questions, one on the last section. So when the Rebbe said, talking about responding to Ellie's question about all the holy sites, and you said all the holy sites, the Marta Machpelah, Kotel, Kevah Rachel, that if we keep these places, that we could get, that we, it's okay to give up some settlements in the West Bank. So what would the Rebbe say about what happened with Kevah Yosef and other parts of the
holy sites?
I don't
know if that causes immiseration or not. I'm not enough expert with the... I don't think that it's so famous that... That will cause people to decide if to marry goyim or not, but I'm not enough expert in that.
And also, when the Rebbe was talking about the Yom Kippur eating, with one doctor says one doctor, isn't there a whole Mishnah Berurah that discusses if two doctors say this and one says
that? Yeah, but we still say the halacha of safek pikuach nefesh. Therefore, it will be the same.
What? Rav Kook,
what
does he say to the Raya of Rabbi Sayyidin?
I don't have time to go into that. Last, about Olei Bavel and Olei Mitzrayim, you mean? I don't have time to go into that. Last thing, Rabbi Riskin claims the Rav of Efrat. And he proves it. I won't go to his proofs. He said that if one doctor say that the medicine can kill a person, and one can say that it will save him, then you don't do Sheva Al-Tase, you're not passive like Mordechai Yahweh's posek. But everything depends on the sick man. And the sick man can decide if he wants to take the medicine or not. And he's proving it from Sius Sigiot, I'm not going to his proofs. Therefore, according to Rabbi Riskin, if there is argument between the experts, some expert says it will save life if you give land, and the Arabs will keep it. And some will say it oppositely, it will cause in the next war more damage. He claims that you have to ask the people, because the people are like the sick man, and not the government should decide, not the parliament should decide, but should be vote, civil vote. Yes, Mish'al Am. You should ask all the people, and according to the majority, you should go. So his opinion, and he wrote a few articles of that, is that you have to ask the people, and according to what the people will say, this is what you should do. So what we did today, Rav Shaul Israeli opinion, different understanding in the Ramban, number one. Number two, Rav Soloveitchik, with very interesting understanding why Ben Gurion was right, even if there is no mitzvah, and three opinions, what happened if there is argument between the experts, Rav Avadeh Yosef, Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, and Rav Ariska. Next year, we are finishing the topic.